that criminals meet with the full force of the law. The Directorate of Special Operations will be unique in the sense that it will form part of the prosecuting authority. It will provide it with a finely tuned investigative capacity which will focus on prioritized criminal offences and conduct, with the overriding objective of instituting appropriate proceedings against the perpetrators involved in such activities. Close quote. There is no doubt, Chairperson, that the purpose of the creation of the Scorpions or the DSO was to establish a unique, effective and specialized unit which could, with prosecutorial-driven investigations, combat priority crimes in the battle against crime. Ek sê dit ook in Afrikaans, so dat daar is geen twyfel dat die doel van die instelling van die skerp unit was om 'n unieke, effektiewe en gespesialiseerde eenheid wat met vervolgingsgedrewe ondersoeke prioriteit misdade sou kon bekamp, daar te stel in die stryd teen misdade. As far as the constitutionality of the Directorate for Special Operations of Concerned Citizen, Section 199 of the Constitution of South Africa states and stipulates, the security services of the Republic consist of a single defense force, a single police service, and any intelligence services established in terms of the Constitution. Various persons, institutions, organizations, and political parties use the above section in the Constitution for the justification for the disbanding of the Scorpions. The argument according to those people is that the Constitution determines that there may only be one single police service and therefore the Scorpions should be disbanded and a new unit with the SAPS has to be created. The governing ANC states it clearly in a resolution at their 52nd National Conference on the 16th to 20th December last year in Polokwane, and I quote, point 6 says the constitutional imperative that there be a single police service should be implemented. And under point 8 it says the Directorate of Special Operations or the Scorpions be dissolved, close the quote. The question as to the constitutionality of the Scorpions as part of the National Prosecuting Authority was, however, thoroughly debated by the Competent Commission of Inquiry into the mandate and positioning of the Director for Special Operations. Judge Kampepe makes the following finding, and I quote, I am of the view that there is nothing jurisprudentially unsound and conferring law enforcement responsibilities to any agency other than the facts. Moreover, the provisions of Section 97D of the Constitution support that conclusion. Close quote. Even the state legal advisor also states in his submission on the two amendment bills that, and I quote, in other words, our constitutional inquiry satisfies us that the establishment of the DSO with the National Prosecuting Authority was not constitutionally offensive. Close quote. Chairperson, the reason that the Constitution determines that only the reasoning that the Constitution determines that only one single police service may exist and therefore the Scorpions have to be disbanded and the new unit within the SAPS has to be created is therefore unfounded and wrong. If you look at the rationale for the disbanding of the Scorpions, the governing ANC's highest authority body is the National Conference, which is held every 5 years. Decisions which are made at the conferences are part of the governing party's policies and views, which then strives to have implemented. The implementation of certain policy views is undertaken by the government, in this case the executive authority, of the day. The procedure of the ANC is that discussion documents are prepared by certain committees and serve as basis for discussion for ANC branches, regions, and provinces in the run-up to the national conference. The discussion document of the ANC, which deals with peace and stability in the run-up to the 51st National Conference of the ANC on the 16-20 December 2002 in Stellenbosch, contains the following statement, and I quote, the overview of the ANC policy. We need to ensure an integrated approach to development that includes an emphasis on achieving peace and stability in our communities. Our country and our region, central strategies to achieve this end include commencement of a system of investigation that is led by the prosecuting services and driven by intelligence. Close quote. It continues as follows, and I quote again, implementation, government policies and programs, preventing and combating crime in the recognition of the unacceptable high levels of crime, Cabinet approved a national crime prevention strategy in 1996. The establishment of the National Prosecuting Authority has transformed the management and functioning of the prosecuting service. The Directorate of Special Operations has also continued to make an impact in combating organized crime, notably urban terror and gang terrorism in Western Cape, vehicle hijacking in Gauteng, and taxi violence and racketeering in the Eastern Cape. Close quote. At the 51st National Conference of the ANC in Stellenbosch in 2002, a resolution is accepted by the conference under the heading Peace and Stability, and it reads as follows, and I quote, and further noting that the successes of the South African Police Services, the intelligence agencies, and in particular the asset forfeited the units and the Directorate of Special Operations, the Scorpions, in combating criminal activity. Therefore, resolves and further resolves that we commend the security agencies for the successes they have achieved during the period under review, especially in the recent past in regard to the intelligence gathering work, crime prevention, investigation, and prosecution. In the run-up to the 51st National Conference of the ANC, it only had praise for the Scorpions and helped it to the conference goers as part of the successes of the ANC in the combating of crime. A change, however, occurred with the run-up to the 52nd National Conference of the ANC in Polokwane in 2007. The discussion document for the preparation of the ANC's National Conference in June 2007 and the 52nd National Conference in December 2013 and 7 on peace and stability, grabbed section 1991 and section 2051 of the Constitution and makes the following proposal, and I quote, proposal from peace and stability and governance, we need to enhance the program of a single police service which will be headed by a national police commissioner who will control and manage the police service at all three levels of government in our country as mentioned in the Constitution of South Africa. In the summary, it says the South African Constitution calls for a single police service. In reality, this is not how the police force is structured. Close quote. Thereafter, the decision at the conference is taken in Polokwane and it reads as follows, and I quote, the constitutional imperative that there be a single police service should be implemented. The DSO to be dissolved and the relevant legislation changes be effected as a matter of urgency to give effect to the foregoing resolution. Close quote. Chairperson, the rationale for the dissolution of the Scorpions is not a merit decision by the ANC, but a political decision based upon an incorrect interpretation of the Constitution of South Africa. It is also clear that the political attitude of the ANC towards the Scorpions that changed from praising them in 2002 to an urgency for their destruction in 2007. This urgency for destruction cannot be anything but political revenge of political opponents. Voorzitter, ek wil dit ook in Afrikaans sê, en dit is dat die rationaal vir die ontbinding van die skerpioene is nie 'n meriete besluit deur die ANC nie, maar 'n politieke besluit gebaseer op 'n foutiewe interpretasie van die grondwet van Suid-Afrika. Dit is ook duidelik dat die politieke gesindheid van die ANC teenoor die skerpioene van aanprysing in 2002 verander het na 'n dringendheid van vernietiging in 2007. Hierdie dringendheid van vernietiging kan nie anders wees as politieke weerbraak teenoor politieke opponente nie. Chairperson, van die Freedom Front Plus also looked at the deficiencies of the DSO. The functioning of the Directorate of Special Operations is not without some specific deficiencies. These deficiencies are explained the best by the Competition Commission. The three most important ones are the following. The leaking of information to the media, and the Competition Commission states it as follows, and I quote, the improper media sensation control guaranteed under Section 35 of the Constitution. First question. Secondly, exceeding their powers in the gathering of information. And the Competition Commission explains again as follows, and I quote, the DSO has established intelligence gathering capability. This goes beyond the ambit of its information gathering mandate set out in Section 7 of the NPA Act. Close quote. And thirdly, liaising, coordinating and cooperation between the different institutions such as the police services and the National Intelligence Agency, it would be unreasonable to make the DSO the scapegoat. The other institutions are as much to blame. The Competition Commission made different findings on this, but found that there had not been sufficient liaising between the different institutions mentioned. Therefore, Jefferson, the deficiencies are of such a nature that they can be resolved without the Scorpions having to be disbanded and still be part of the National Prosecuting Authority. The Competition Commission made specific recommendations as to how each of these problems could be resolved. It is proposed that these recommendations be implemented. And finally, the conclusion is the view of the Prison Transplant is that the Directorate for Special Operations should not be disbanded, but should remain part of the National Prosecuting Authority for the following reasons. Firstly, the DSO is a unique, effective, and specialized unit which combats priority crimes through prosecutorial-driven investigations in the struggle against crime. Secondly, there are not any constitutional reasons for the DSO to be disbanded. Thirdly, we say the rationale for the disbanding of the Scorpions is not a merit decision, but a political decision based upon a flawed interpretation of the Constitution of South Africa. The political decision has been fired along by political events on political opponents and is not in the interest of South Africa. And last, we also say, although there are some deficiencies with regard to the DSO, it could be resolved without the disbanding of the DSO. This makes the two amendment bills, the one of the National Prosecuting Authority and the one on the South African Police Services, unnecessary, and the line has to be drawn through. It is actually ironic that during the debate on the institution of the Scorpions through the amendment bill on the National Prosecuting Authority in 2002, the current Deputy Minister of Justice and Constitutional Development, Mr. Johnny DeLonge, said the following in the National Assembly, and I quote, I am particularly happy to stand here today and say to members that this bill has been passed with unanimous support of all the parties that participated in the committee. I think it is a very important example, namely that we were able, as a parliament, to sit down, work out where the differences are, and agree on a piece of legislation which is very important in our fight against crime. It is very important that we do not politicize the issue of particularly crime in this country, and that we should send out one clear message to the criminals in this country that we will keep on chasing them, keep on hunting them down, and get rid of them as soon as we possibly can in this country. Plus quote. If process with regard to the two amendment bills is going to be continued, Jefferson, with the ANC is saying to South Africa, and the message to South Africa is, we do politicize the issue of particularly crime in this country. And we sent out one clear message to the criminals in this country that the I just tell you, I'm making a study of the ANC, and it's quite interesting.
my book or make copies available to you. The first document indicates the charges only of such members that have been convicted during the previous financial year. It indicates the exact charges, the ranks, and the numbers in respect of the ranks and the charges. Chair, I can summarize by saying that the ranks were they have a way of dealing with it. Let's just, if the majority of you, we shouldn't pursue the question of arbitrary. It's not an endless discussion. I think it can be done, but it can't be arbitrary. Right.
Thank you, Jason. I actually initially raised this question because I said the last 2 years I've got difficulty in obtaining the figures from the minister by official answers in questions in Parliament, in the National Assembly. And I must say, Jason, I'm a bit worried about what the Anelisa has just said. In fact, to say that the police is just like any other department. It's a reflection of the people. You know, the police department is not just another department like any other state organ. The police is a department where the public must have custody. And I think that the public has the right to know. As far as these members of the police services are concerned, what trust can I have in them? And if we look at what Deputy Minister Johnny de Lange said about the system, we're looking at as far as the criminal justice system is concerned, and we're talking about 624 convictions, then I'm a bit worried, Jefferson. And I think it is relevant, and it is important to know of how many of these members are investigated. And it's not so difficult. We can't expect Dr. Jacobs to go and do it himself. That's a human research department in the police department or the police services. And they should have the figures. Because, I mean, if there is certain investigations against a member of the police service, sure, his station commander or him, somebody must know about that. And if we don't have those figures, then it makes me even more worried. Because then we don't know what our own members are doing. And then I also want to finalize this person to say, I think we also owe it to those members in the police services who's doing a good job. Because they also want, and I used the expression last time, that the bad apples should be identified. And we must learn these figures. It's very important for me, anyway.
I don't think Annelise meant to say, be fair. I don't think she meant to say that it's acceptable for police people to be just like the civil society that we have out there. I think what she meant was police are drawn from civil society. And given the level of corruption they are in our society, if we can find a thousand reasons, many of which are understandable. It's understandable that we will have these corruption levels. I think that's what she meant. Isn't that what she meant? Not fair. But you are right to say that we can get the statistics done. Why are we in this discussion? If you can't do it, I will do it. Okay? You know what we do? Christine, you find all the information you can. I will try to do it. I'll get a sociologist or criminologist from the University of Western Cape to do it. So if Jacob doesn't deliver, I will deliver. Okay? Let's not have an endless discussion. I'll take it as a personal mission to find some answers, but bear in mind, I do not have the resources they do. In fairness, do you want to drop this thing, Annelise? Would you want to?
I'm also not saying that they can't be done. All I'm saying is let's retrain the
question. Retrain. Okay, that's why the qualified so degree.
Exactly.
You and I have to do that outside. Right? Yeah, we can even put it down here. Right.
I wonder if I might request you to extend this investigation slightly, because obviously corruption was in the set. In relation to the public perception of trust people have within SAT. And my investigation has shown me, and I know a statement I put up in the past 24 months, and this is in June, less than 50% of SAT members charged with these offences, with the serious offences, were actually dismissed. The rest is still with them. They've been charged of these crimes. Only 28% of those charged with murder were dismissed. With rape, only 27%, 24 of those charges of corruption. Huge figures, and it's an area of great, great concern. These are actually, this is a ministerial response.
Basically, let's look at sanctions. What happens? This is 24, what happens? That's the first question, but
my question was, thy choice. I am surprised when we say, I'm not a safety and security person, how low is it? Given that it's a port of 165,000 people, although it feels like 124,000 comes in official documents, but maybe you don't even know how many people are there because different official documents say different things. But nevertheless, between 124 and 165, whatever the case, it's very, very low. It's very low. I'm surprised, actually. But you give us some statistics and we'll learn. Can I just move on to, on the thing of why was the SAP and anti-corruption disparity, you've answered that question 20. Good. If I may, in the very concern. Very quickly, to remind people, you decided that the best strategic way of dealing with anti-corruption was to, whether the police force was to locate them in organized crime. Because that's where it seemed a significant proportion of the corruption taking place. And if you look at some of the stuff that the SO is saying and is about to say, they point to the susceptibility of all of us, not least politicians, to organized crime initiatives, because they have more capacity to win us over, terrible word, co-opt us, bribe us, and so on. Right. Now, we said to you, what about corruption outside of organized crime? And you said the IONDA unit is heading to them. Is there anything more you want to say that's third chapter in you?
Jane, that's my view to add that the emphasis been in terms of Section 34 of the Corruption Act, where corruption must be reported to the SAPS. And those are referred to the commercial branch. And then from there on, determination is made. Some of them are investigated actually on station level with clear-cut cases. Some of them, of course, sent to the organized crime unit. And as I've said, the organized crime unit has been capacitated in terms of training to deal with outside the organized crime mandate. So it's actually the organized crime unit, the commercial crime component, as well as general detectives to identify the key.
Now, look, as coaches, we've given a lot of latitude to people. Now we're going to check and facilitate our job. Okay. So if people ask the same questions again, both of us are going to rule you on the board. Do members have any new questions to ask beyond what we've asked about why the anti-corruption unit dissipated or was suspended? Anything new? No? Good. Next question is on page 1 of the text. It's the same question. We've dropped it. Has there been an improvement? Yes, we asked you. You disbanded the anti-corruption unit in 2002. Has there been an improvement in the quality of your service in dealing with corruption? What are the stats? Have you got that?
Jay, in that respect, we really have a problem in the sense that since 2004, when the new Corruption Act was enacted, there's a lot of crimes like bribery. The common law offense of bribery was taken up into the Corruption Act. And it is really difficult in a way to really compare apples with apples, to go back to that stage. So I do not have stats in that regard. What I noticed is that if you look at the number of cases reported every year in respect of corruption, it seems to me there is not really an increase in the reporting of corruption. Although the Act has placed an obligation, maybe they can't not to report corruption. But I also get the sense that the cases are being dealt with. It's not a matter that there's a rollover that is growing every year. But the tendency I saw from it, but I don't have stats at the moment that I can really say to you that there's a vast improvement or not. But I can sense that the cases are being dealt with. They're not lying somewhere and not being
So the cases are being dealt with more expeditiously with the new system.
I believe, I think especially when the anti-corruption units were actually taken up into the organized crime units, I think the level of cases that were actually dealt with, I think it has improved. But really, I don't want to put my head on the block and say
that. Your sense is that it's improved, right? Safety and security in particular. Do you want to pose any questions? You know this area better than just as people do. Anybody who's asked me questions? You don't have to just think your sense is that it's improved. For now, can we ask the Safety and Security Committee to pursue this over the next year or more? Baba Zou?
You can't carry on asking the question without this. Yeah, because the basic of asking the question is you have to say it's been converted. Therefore, there will be no follow-up questions without this.
Can I just ask the Safety and Security Committee to apply its mind to this? Is that a reasonable answer from Commissioner Jacobs with due respect to him? I don't think I have to comment. I'll leave it to you to mull over, and they will come back to you when the subcommittee meets next week. But for now, I don't know what I can offer. Maybe you want to say something from me. Whether you're happy with the answer, whether you want to pursue it in your other words, but whether I don't say nothing.
I have a concern
not be called a liar by this man, but read from my own statement released to the media in June.
Vote for the report. guys are saying, we are agreeing on this, you provide us with statistics, we'll count it carefully, if need be, we'll note opposite, well, that's something, I don't know. Safety and security will take time and responsibility, and while we need intervening a lot, justice, can I be upfront? Finally, when it comes to reports and so on, I think the norms that operate in the Safety and Security Committee will prevail over the norms that operate in justice, unless you see. I don't think it's right, actually, these people that die in
has to ultimately has to take a decision to come. We have taken a great deal of care to ensure that we deal with these cases transparently and in a way that can be defended. In almost all these cases, we have asked others to help with the investigation. So with a defunct investigation, the police were involved. They came into the NPA building. They sat and had access to all our files.
careful in, and you said we should be careful in our choosing on the words because there are a number of people that say the last in the line, yes. Today. And I think we also, with the same breath, we need to say the same thing about the talk and not distracted from your question, which is the question to be put. But can I just also say that the same sensitivity needs to be put to the scorpion at the moment. There's been a large number of attacks on them. Many, and William has been trying to answer some of them and to show that there might be a foundation for that. counter-revolution in which reams and reams are written, which will tell you it's not the people that were in the previous security apparatus that are the big problem, it's the people who are not and who are currently there. And what better a point? Disabuse or respond to that question, not now. And I think I'm correct. It's my job as the chair to do this thing. People are not happy. It's fine. They can choose a chair, or at least they can win elections and then have their own chair. But I'm doing my job. We've done it on every other bill. We're going to do exactly the same now on this issue. So, in respect of that, I think it's fair to but it's a view that pervades the ANC alliance. Consultants say that they represent 2 billion workers for what it's worth. The ANC says that, so you're wrong, it's not just because they rate it more explicitly. Now the issue is, underlying this thing is a subject. It's steering us in the morals approach. What we're trying to say is that, you see, if you want to retake some or other semblance of this DSO, you're going to have much more strong, which is what he said, vetting procedures for people who come in. Not just the initial screening, but a higher level of, I think he used the word, integrity monitoring and so on. So the discussions are very related. This discussion is now going to help us to leap over. If people cannot have the stamina, we still got 5 they can leave. But we're not going to allow our role as co-chairs to be cast aside, not on the sensitive issues like this. So I know people got other pressures, they can leave when they want to. The committee chairs will sit there and do our job. And our job is to say, let's go beyond the empirical to the theoretical, and we would like an answer. So we can say, we can't treat Willie Hoffman any differently from the way the Justice Committee treats everybody that appears before us. I mean, he's not special about him. He must be treated by the same standards. The issue is that, frankly, I don't want to engage in a theoretical debate with Lynn, but actually, precisely because of the negotiated settlement, there's a strong current of thinking in the ANC alliance that this is the route. It's a less explicit form of fighting the transition. It's a more subtle form of doing so. Whether you believe it or not, open the documents of the ANC and so on, the theoretical documents. Over the last 10 years, you will see they all the time. So it's a very strong view. And you have to respond to it. You can't give us this empirical answer, Peter.
I understand that, Jay, but can I just remind you that China might come in small quantities, but that is one thing. I just wanted to have clarity on how we're going to inform those people. But if you to elaborate the whole issue, I understand
I really think it's part of the debate that's quite integral. There is a very strong view within the ANC alliance, am I not correct, that DSO in some or other measure has got people in it that serve an agenda that doesn't serve the interests of our democracy. But there's another argument that will have to be responded to. There is a strong view that in some or other measure, the DSO has served certain political ends. And it has, wittingly or unwittingly, and some or other degree, tried to shape the discourse around the succession story in the ANC. Let me remind you, there's a Brown-Bone report that effectively says that, and I don't know about the AFS, but the DA certainly agrees with that. So, your answer is inadequate, and we just doing our job, two coaches, you'll have to get the fuller answer. But having said that, we're about reaching 4 o'clock. You're going to be here tomorrow. We're going to continue dealing tomorrow, and in some form or another, maybe towards the afternoon, we will look at organized crime and corruption, and we can close the meeting after the first part of it in the public domain, within the rules that Panama has guided us on. The Parliament doesn't allow for closed meetings. But can we give you 5 more minutes to tie up and then be over with you for now? And tomorrow morning we move on to the Campaign Commission's report. There's a wonderful overview I need to alert members to, and I'll quickly take it to you for 10 minutes. It's the one that's given out to you today yet again, but the March 2008 overview. I read this thing yesterday, and to be fair to Philip Jacobs, you'll be impressed. I also read his reply, and I think he does himself a disservice because there's much more depth in his reply than his verbal. In a way, different personality, and he's very laconic. But you shouldn't use style to substitute for depth. And there's depth here, and I'm going to help. I'm going to do the job. I'm going to summarize this in 5 minutes.
problem.